one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:25.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE News time is 8:27, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time today. Trey Summers of the St. Patrick's Committee is our guest on the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning.
Trey, good morning. How are you?
What's up, Trey?
Good morning. I'm good, Ron Juck. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good. We're pretty good. And we are, the way it sounds, halfway to...
to Saint, what?
Yeah, halfway to St. Patty's.
St. Patrick's Day. That's right.
Mm.
Yeah,
so,
I'm pretty excited. I'm trying something new this year.
Okay, so what exactly, now that we're reaching the halfway to St. Patrick's Day mark, what exactly is halfway to St. Patty's?
Halfway to St. Patrick's Day. We... really tried to think a little outside the box. One of our members, Clint Crawford, approached us and said that he wanted to help raise funds and awareness and then what we do halfway through the year. So we're calling it a poker run, a UTV. It's basically a UTV four-wheel drive, four-wheeler on and off-road poker run this Saturday. All the proceeds are going to the Emporia St. Patrick's Committee. We are meeting out at the America's Park at 9. The check-in starts at 9 a.m. It's between 9 and 11 this Saturday. We're going to be running down country roads, low-maintenance roads. We're even going to dip down into some river riding, maybe some sandbars. There's going to be three or four stops where it's basically $20 for the driver and $10 for any rider that wants to play. If you don't want to play, you ride for free. The winner of the hand, it's going to be like five card, will win half the pot. The other half will be donated back to the Emporia St. Patty's Committee. It's just another way for us to try to keep awareness of what we do and what we're trying to do for the community and try not to make it quite so hectic the first 3 months of the year.
Well, yeah, I mean,
understand.
You go full bore once January is here. It is you're off to the races. You've got a lot to do in a very short period of time. And quite frankly, you've been very successful in doing that. But I can certainly see where you would like to maybe take a little of the pressure off those first 3 months and get this done. So, yeah, great idea, and we hope a lot of people will participate. So to register, just show up. Is that how this works?
Just show up. You can also email myself at trey@summersautoplaza.com. You can call us at 620-794-4040. If you don't get a chance to get a hold of us, just show up. We're going to be meeting right there between the park and Harry and Lloyd's. We will fire off at 11 a.m. It's roughly a 70-mile ride, and we're going to be running through Lyon, Morris, and Waubonsie counties. It's beautiful, beautiful views. We went and ran it last Sunday. It's really, really fun riding and. The views out there are just spectacular.
So this is what UTV, ATV is what we're looking at?
It's You know, if you have a UTV, which is Razor Can-Ams, four-wheelers, Jeeps, trucks, I mean, really anything that you can ride on normal street or gravel road, and that you don't mind taking down into a riverbank.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Yeah, good deal.
Well, I say that because I was in Colorado here earlier this summer, and I was running through some of these trails I thought were pretty aggressive. And I'm being passed by a Subaru. Well, I guess just about anything can run through here.
There
but,
you go.
I don't know that I would do that in the water, but...
Right, right. Hey, Trey, since you mentioned it here, you know, and we've talked about, you know, the craziness that you guys have in the first quarter of the year, basically from New Year's Day up through St. Patrick's Day. Remind folks here about the St. Patrick's Committee and the work that you guys do, because I think a lot of people may have forgotten about that, or you know, some people may be new to the community and don't know what you do.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the St. Patrick's Committee raises money. Our focus is primarily towards the children in the area. Children, seniors, the veterans, special needs. And we focus primarily towards special projects. So these nonprofit entities do have to apply to our organization. The money does have to go to a specific project. We do not give to general funds. And it's all for the betterment of the children, of the veterans, anything that we're going to see direct results from, and anybody in those different categories is going to see a direct benefit. And we do donate 100% of our proceeds back. We also, as we get closer to St. Patrick's Day, we also put on the St. Patrick's Parade. We've been putting on the St. Patrick's Day auction now for, what is it, Ron?
150 years.
It's been a while.
But, you know, as things change, and, you know, COVID really made us take a step back and take a look at how we do things. And it's a challenge to the committee to start thinking outside the box and how we can change up a little bit and make things more fun. I was always been very impressed how Prairie Land Partners has put on some of their charitable things. And I know their Flint Hills Ride was very, very successful. We're hoping that we can turn this into something similar than that or to that, and just grow in different areas and where we can include more people in the community and have more fun. I mean, because that's really what the St. Patrick's Committee is all about, is having fun and bringing joy to everybody locally.
Well, you do manage to have a lot of fun, you know, and that is a good thing. And that is a good thing. And but first and foremost, you have raised a lot of money. A lot of funds have gone to worthy organizations over the years. What, well over $200,000, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. That you've done. So we appreciate all that you and the committee do. Keep up the great work, and we hope we have a lot of riders for you Saturday, Trey.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Chuck. We appreciate everything you guys do at KVOE and all your support. And thank you again. We hope you guys have a great week. And we hope to see everybody out there at America's Saturday morning between 9 and 11.
All right. Thanks, Trey.
Sounds good. Thanks, Trey.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Trey Summers, St. Patrick's Day Committee, the halfway to St. Patrick's Day poker rally. Coming up, huh?
Yeah, helping to augment the work of the St. Patrick's Committee that you hear an awful lot about in February and March, but, you know, to continue that and set the foundation. And you know, it wouldn't surprise me. We didn't bug Trey about this time around, but we probably will hear this weekend about, you know, maybe this being a more of a focal effort here for the St. Patrick's Committee here later on in the year once we get past St. Patrick's Day. So that'll be coming up later. We'll see. Want to let you know here, too, that tomorrow, I'm looking ahead to tomorrow now because we've got two more interviews to come here this hour, but tomorrow in the Newsmaker 2 slot, Joe Foster joins us as we talk about the French Porch Music Festival that is coming up here on the 8th, and then we'll also have Harold Buckby joining us for the Newsmaker 3 as we preview this Saturday's Allen Veterans Fall Festival, all tomorrow on KVOE.
Right here live and local. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. P. Dueler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent, P. Dueler. It's 8:35, sunny and 56 degrees.
You know, Marla, John took a fall a few months ago and broke his hip. Oh, no, I had no idea.